Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 69. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 75. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 40 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Police have charged a man in connection with a fatal Kansas City road rage shooting late last year. Brandon Dixon has more.
21-year-old Isaiah Francis was arrested for second-degree murder and armed criminal action for the November incident near 75th Street and Paseo Boulevard. Police say they found 66-year-old Dennis Griffin slumped over the steering wheel of a pickup and that Francis got into a road rage confrontation with the man before firing four to five shots into his truck and speeding off. I'm Britta Dixon.
A fight broke out in a Sedgwick County courtroom this week as the convicted killer in a 2022 shooting was sentenced. Tobryce Robinson was convicted of killing Trenjavius, or Tubby Hutton, at Towne Square Mall. Hutton was 14 at the time. His mother asked the judge for a harsh sentence because she said she didn't believe Robinson had shown remorse. Some in the courtroom stood up and a short scuffle followed. In the end, Robinson was sentenced to 21 years and 3 months in prison. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
It's called the Cattle on Feed Report. It's a cattle census of sorts. Farm Bureau economist Barrett Nelson says the March 1st Cattle on Feed Report has an interesting story to tell.
USDA estimates there were a little bit over 11.5 million head of cattle in the U.S. in feedlots on March 1st. Now, this number's down about 2% from last year.
The numbers prompted an initial positive reaction in the cattle markets, but Nelson says there are still plenty of variables going forward.
There's still a lot of fundamental uncertainty in the market surrounding where the economy is headed. When you add this in with the prospect of tariffs, export uncertainty, that's more demand uncertainty, this has led to a pretty high level of volatility in futures.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly has signed House Bill 2201, which provides for three new license plates. The National Future Farmers of America Organization, or FFA, the Route 66 Association of Kansas, and Blackout Style. Governor Kelly said not only does this bill streamline issuance procedures for license plates by removing processes that were inefficient and unnecessary, but it also gives Kansans more agency while simultaneously contributing to the state's economic well-being. She said House Bill 2201 is good, common-sense legislation and a win for all. In addition to authorizing the three new license plate styles, the bill also creates the License Plate Replacement Fund and modifies requirements for the issuance and production of license plates, as well as the documentation requirements for military license plate applications. These changes clean up existing procedures, making the process more efficient for veterans as well as everyday Kansans. Increasing the options available for distinctive license plates is a simple way to allow Kansans to show off their interests and values on the road. And Senator for District 7, Ethan Corson, said he's proud to support the bipartisan legislation that will benefit groups ranging from farmers to veterans. The FFA and Route 66 plate sales will directly benefit their respective foundations, and the Blackout Style license plate will incur a $50 fee, which will be directed to the Kansas Department of Revenue to pay costs associated with replacing license plates at the end of their lifespans. Representative for District 125, Shannon Francis, said Kansas's distinctive license plate bills empower Kansans to support organizations they value. She said one plate in the bill supports the Future Farmers of America, an organization that has profoundly impacted generations of Kansans. And FFA plays a crucial role in nurturing leadership skills among youth and preparing them for careers in agriculture, science, business, and technology. Kansas lawmakers are returning to Topeka today, Thursday, April 10th, for their annual veto session, when members of the Senate and House of Representatives will take a look at vetoes from Governor Kelly and attempt to override her. Governor Kelly has vetoed at least 8 bills, and for each of those, Republicans will need a 2/3 majority vote for an override. Bills up for possible overrides include Senate Bill 29, which would ban local health authorities from prohibiting public gatherings to control infectious disease, Senate Bill 79, which would ban SNAP funds from being used for buying candy and soft drinks, and House Bill 2217, which would expand the Inspector General's powers to investigate state food and health programs. Governor Kelly vetoed another bill on Wednesday night, House Bill 2062, which sought to offer child support payments to a mother from the date of conception. Democrats criticized the bill for creating the concept of fetal personhood in Kansas law, which they say could lead to abortion restrictions. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is proud to join Governor Laura Kelly in proclaiming April 7th through the 13th as National Public Health Week in Kansas, and this year marks the 30th anniversary of this important recognition. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is honored to celebrate alongside public health organizations nationwide, acknowledging the vital contributions of the dedicated professionals who work tirelessly each day to ensure healthier and thriving communities across our state. National Public Health Week, observed annually during the first week of April, provides an opportunity to focus on key areas identified by the American Public Health Association, or APHA, as critical to building a healthier nation. This year's themes underscore the multifaceted nature of public health and include It Starts Here, Your Health is Our Mission, Climate Action Starts Here, Championing Resilience for Health, Health Equity Starts Here, Optimizing Health for All, Advocacy Starts Here, Amplifying Voices for Public Health, and The Future of Public Health Starts Here, Strengthening the Public Health Workforce. Every day, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment staff, local health departments, and county health officials work diligently to ensure that the water we drink, the food we eat, and the places we live are safe and accessible, and the true value of public health is seen in the positive impact on the communities they serve across Kansas. Improving over the past year, Kansas has made several strides in public health initiatives, including improving maternal health, ensuring safe drinking water, and detecting and responding to infectious diseases. To learn more about the significance of National Public Health Week, you can visit mphw.org. In Nebraska news, Governor Jim Pillen, alongside senators and hospital administrators, signed LB 168 into law on Wednesday. And the legislation, also known as the 340B Contract Pharmacy Protection Act, aims to address financial challenges faced by rural hospitals due to insurance payment denials and federal Medicaid cuts. Governor Pillen said this legislation will ensure quality patient care and protect the savings that's available to hospitals and ultimately to patients through the 340B program. Introduced by Senator Brian Hardin, the bill mandates pharmaceutical companies to contribute to the cost of expanding medical care in 58 hospitals across Nebraska. While the pharmaceutical industry may not be pleased, officials believe this is a positive step for health care, with Governor Pillen saying, you know, let's just call it the way it is. When you're doing something and Big Pharma is upset with you, he thinks it's a good sign they're doing good work. The program is designed to assist low-income families by allowing the purchase of outpatient prescription drugs at discounted prices from pharmaceutical companies. The bill becomes law today, Thursday, April 10th. At around 5:30 p.m., members of the Lincoln-Lancaster County Narcotics Task Force and the LSO's Interdiction Unit were following a vehicle as part of an investigation, and investigators eventually pulled over the vehicle along Interstate 80 just west of Lincoln. The Lincoln Police Department said probable cause led to a search of the vehicle, and inside they found 26,000 suspected fentanyl pills, 11 methylphenidate pills, THC products, drug paraphernalia items, and cash. The driver, 39-year-old Mallory Chartraw, and the passenger, 41-year-old Maria Simpson, were both taken into custody. Investigators then served a search warrant at Chartaw's home, where they found 23,000 fentanyl pills, psilocybin mushrooms, and more paraphernalia. In total, authorities seized 49,000 fentanyl pills with an estimated street value of over $976,000. Chartraw and Simpson were arrested on suspicion of several felony drug charges. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on April 2nd, a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to recess the council meeting and go into a Norton Land Bank meeting. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. The Land Bank meeting was called to order at 6:10 p.m. and the Land Bank Board of Trustees present were Andrew Black, Dale Jacobson, Gerald Jones, Jason Jones, Jim Miller, and Jerry Jones. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to nominate Andrew Black as chairperson of the land bank. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0 with Andrew abstaining. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to nominate Gerald Jones as vice chairperson of the land bank. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0 with Gerald abstaining. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the real estate contract between the City of Norton Land Bank and Martin and Cheryl Preter. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0 with Dale abstaining. Purchase applications for 406 and 410 South 2nd were reviewed and there was a question as to alley access for the properties. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to table the approval of the land bank purchase applications, and the vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Gerald Jones to adjourn the land bank meeting, and the council resumed the regular session at 6:20 p.m. On Wednesday, March 26th, the Kansas Association of Counties, or KAC, governing board members and staff joined Governor Kelly at the Kansas State Capitol in Topeka as she signed an official proclamation declaring April 2025 as Kansas County Government Month, or KCGM, a month-long statewide celebration to recognize the importance of the work that county government provides in serving their communities and residents. By state statute, there are 18 specific services that all 105 Kansas County governments are mandated to provide for their residents, though there are many additional programs and services that Kansas County governments provide each day for their communities and residents. You can view a list of the mandated services, along with information on a general overview of Kansas County government governance at kansascounties.org. KAC is kicking off the month-long celebration in conjunction with National County Government Month, an annual campaign hosted by the National Association of Counties. And since 1991, the National Association of Counties has encouraged the 3,069 counties across the country to raise public awareness and understanding about the roles and responsibilities of county government. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced the launch of a new round of rural mural funding to support the creation of projects in rural Kansas communities, and the total amount of funding available is $125,000. Office of Rural Prosperity Director Tricia Purden said this new round of funding is going to do more than beautify our towns. It will bring the communities together to create something that can be admired and remembered for decades to come. In 2024, there were 12 successful mural projects in small communities across Kansas. ORP will open this round of rural murals for new applications, and applications will be open through May 16th. The maximum grant opportunity is $7,500 and requires 100% match, with at least 25% in cash and up to 75% in kind contributions. To qualify for funding, applicants must be from communities with populations of 15,000 residents or less, and murals can beautify community gatherings, spaces, elevate tourist attractions, or offer a welcoming message for visitors. The proposed projects must be completed by December 31, 2025. For more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. Funeral services for Terry Delp, 78, of Littleton, Colorado, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, April 14th at the United Parish of Lenora, and burial with military honors will follow in the Lenora East Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to veterans of foreign wars and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty or chef salad with whipped potatoes, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be sloppy joes, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 69 and breezy with a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 33 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 75 and a light and variable wind becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 47. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 88. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 and breezy. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 64. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 70. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Currently, with fair skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.29. The dew point is 34 degrees, and the current wind chill is 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It is time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. For everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy with DJ Giddens graduating and potentially being drafted at the end of this month in the NFL draft. All eyes of the running back position turned to Colorado transfer Dylan Edwards, who carried the ball 74 times for 546 yards and 5 touchdowns last year, along with catching 2 touchdowns. He's now the focus in the running back room, and head coach Chris Kleiman says he can really step up and be an every down back.
You know, pound for pound, he's the strongest kid. I mean, that kid is great in the weight room and pushes weight and moves it fast. Everybody knows how fast the kid is, but people don't realize how strong his lower body is, how strong his upper body is. And, you know, he wants to be an every down guy, and he needs to be an every down guy.
Kleiman also mentioned other running backs in the program are coming up, including Joe Jackson, among others. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm, brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.